From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 11 months after he seized power in a military coup, the leader of the junta in the African country of Guinea has been flown to Morocco for emergency treatment. That's after surviving an apparent assassination attempt yesterday. He was shot by an officer in his inner circle. As NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arctan reports, the attack is a testament to the continuing political and military power struggle in Guinea.
This announcement on Guinea state television confirmed that the country's military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, had been targeted in an armed attack Thursday night. Conflicting reports from within the junta said Camara was slightly injured and that his life was not in danger, while others said he'd been hit in the head and neck and required extensive medical tests, prompting the medevac to Morocco. The officer said to have pulled the trigger, Lieutenant Abubakar Sidiki Diakite, nicknamed Tumba, was a close ally from within Camara's own presidential guard. For many Guineans, the alleged attempt on his life confirms months of rumors about infighting within the army with ethnic overtones. The divisions apparently deepened over who might be held responsible once the United Nations announced it was to investigate a brutal military crackdown on an opposition rally in September. Rights groups said more than 150 people were killed and dozens of women raped in public. The military leader blamed troops he described as renegade elements within an army he did not control. But witnesses have implicated Camara's commanders in the violence, including Tumba as the ringleader. He is now said to be on the run.
The CNDD, the government, rassure que la situation est sous contrôle.
A presidential spokesman, Major Kelitigi Faro, told the nation in a televised broadcast that the junta remained in full control. Guinea's political opposition questions that assurance and, along with Washington and other African and Western governments, has urged the military leader to quit. In a BBC interview, Jean-Marie Doré, a senior opposition member, warned of more political uncertainty in Guinea. But does he expect more tension?
Yes, because politically I think this will clarify the situation.
However, what no one likely anticipated was that Camara's departure, his first outside Guinea since he seized power almost a year ago, would be on board a medical plane, leaving a deeply unstable country behind and a region concerned that the violence in Guinea might spread across its borders. Ophébia Quist-Arctan, NPR News, Dakar.